Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I've been teasing this conversation for the better part of an hour, and I had a brief talk with Nate Taylor about it in the first hour of the program. Should we expect any kind of impact from Dameon Pierce this season? Chiefs, of course, the announcement came Sunday after the win against the Colts that he was being signed to the practice squad. He got waived by the Texans back on November 20th. Chiefs pick him up. Nate and I were on very different sides of it. You know, Nate thinks that we could and will see him at some point this season. I am less convinced of that, only because that's what history has shown us when it comes to Andy Reid, whether it be rookies or guys that they bring in the middle of the season. Those guys are brought along very, very slowly. You know, whether it be this year, for example, with guys like Breshard Smith and Ashton Gelati and Noel Williams, and, you know, and then you look at guys that they've brought in outside of Melvin Ingram, maybe. I don't know of a single player that the Chiefs have acquired that made an impact early in their tenure and consistently. You know, they traded for Josh Uche. That did absolutely nothing. They brought in Mecole Hardman again last year. Nothing doing. DeAndre Hopkins. You know, even like the addition of Terrell Suggs that one year. They won a Super Bowl, all well and good. And he made some plays, but it wasn't consistent. He wasn't playing 50% of the snaps even. So what can we expect from Dameon Pierce? I'm really very, very much unsure. You know, maybe you get, and somebody mentions it in the text line right off the bat, maybe Dameon Pierce is somebody that you can involve in the return game. Maybe. I don't know. Obviously, you know, Nico Remigio is not a real threat back there, but nobody's going to be a threat with how bad that punt return coverage is, the blocking scheme, the amount of penalties that are generated. You want to throw him back there on kickoffs just for him to return it to the 50-yard line and it get called back because of a holding penalty at the 24? Sure. I don't see the impact that he can have there either. But there's an injury concern with this Chiefs team. You know, Kareem Hunt is on the back half of his career. He's coming off a game where he just had 30 carries. They don't want to give Elijah Mitchell the football. The only way they want to give Breshard Smith the football is if he's lined up at wide receiver. I'm so glad that the Chiefs waited until the seventh round to take a running back just to line him up at receiver. Isaiah Pacheco hasn't been the same guy since the fibula injury last year. And even this year, before the injury to the knee, he wasn't incredibly effective. What does he look like after yet another injury? I don't know what to think. And frankly, the last thing I want to see as a Chiefs fan, and this is no knock at him personally by any means, the last thing I want to see is Clyde Edwards-Helaire getting 20 touches a game. So maybe there is an opportunity for Dameon Pierce just because of how thin the Chiefs are at running back and the injuries that have mounted at the top of that thin running back group. I just know from watching Andy Reid over all these years, he is not somebody, even if the guy is uber talented, even if he's a guy that talent-wise you can justify putting him on the field with regularity, Andy's not going to put somebody out there that he doesn't totally and completely trust to run his offense. And I don't know how quickly Dameon Pierce is going to be able to figure that out.
I do really... It doesn't make any sense that they won't give Breshard Smith more touches in the backfield. And somebody, I think, yesterday texted in, well, it could be because he's not that great in pass coverage. To me, that has nothing to do with him not getting carries. You can still line him up in single back and run a, an HB zone play. To give you my Madden terminology, a stretch run, an off-tackle run, and let him go do his thing. See if he can hit the hole and take one. Heaven forbid, 8 yards, which we don't see too often. Can he get you a 14-yard gain on a second and three? You know what? Let's go ahead and give him the ball and see what happens. I don't think his pass protection has anything to do with it, where Tim, maybe they feel, well, Dameon Pierce had it once. I think we can potentially use him. This is, again, why if they would have drafted a running back in the third or fourth round, maybe we're not asking this question. Again, maybe we are, though, because you brought up the injuries. Potentially, we're still asking this question. But here we are. It feels like they're at times. This goes back to, I think, just not Andy Reid being... he obviously isn't bad, but in terms of him being stuck in a way that he does things, does it matter that Breshard Smith's not great in pass protection? That you're not, is that like a punishment? You know, I'm not going to be carries until you can pass protect better. To me, that makes absolutely no sense. Where I think right now, given the injury history of Dameon Pierce and the fact that he was bad enough to be cut from Houston with an injured Joe Mixon who still has not played yet for Houston, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
Why not give Breshard Smith the carries or at least try him a little bit, especially in a game like this where it feels like it's going to be more of a mixed bag because Kareem Hunt, you're not giving him the load. Pacheco, we don't know if he's playing, and even if he is, he's not going to carry the ball the bulk of the time. Why not just give Breshard Smith 4 or 5 carries? But don't do it out of the shotgun.
Yeah, do it from under center.
Do it
from
under center in the single back and just see what he can do, and maybe you have something there. I thought that they would at least maybe have tried Breshard Smith before they went out and got somebody. Maybe the reason they went out and got Dameon Pierce because they were worried that another team was going to pick him up. I don't know. But it feels like I wonder if it's that really that difficult to make that sort of a call. Let's give him a run out of the single back under center. Like, is he incapable of doing that? I don't think so.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me how he couldn't at least be able to do that one or two times.
It's so obvious, I think, to anybody who watches the Chiefs play that he's got a different gear, right? He's got a different level of speed, quickness, agility that Pacheco doesn't have and that Kareem has maybe never had and that Kareem Hunt doesn't have anymore, right? This is not Kareem Hunt in 2017, 2018 anymore. He's just not. And you know, the last time I can think of that the Chiefs actually gave Breshard Smith, because they really haven't let him run the football, aside from that Ravens game and the Commanders game and the Raiders game, where they were up multiple scores late and Gardner Minshew's in, they're not going to throw the football. So they're giving him 8 to 10 carries. And yeah, he's only gaining 15 yards because everybody and their mother knows you're running the football here. Nobody thinks you're going to pass the ball up 15 with 2 minutes to go. So, and then the one time it felt like they actually gave him an opportunity in a moment where it wasn't an obvious run situation was against the Broncos down there in the red zone. They gave him that little sweep play to the left side. Kingsley got called for what I thought was an inconsequential holding penalty, but he gained like 12 yards on it. He got outside the tackles. He was able to do something with it. And it worked. It got called back because of a bogus holding penalty, and then it was just over after that. Right. Somebody in the text line just brought it up. He had 14 carries against the Raiders. Right. All of that, all 14 carries came late in the third quarter, into the fourth quarter, when Mahomes had gotten benched. They were up 31-0, and everybody and their mother knew, you're not going to throw the football. So let's stack the box, make it hard. You know, you're going to shut down the run because that's all you're going to do. You're just trying to eat clock. That's not a justifiable
excuse for why Breshad Smith isn't getting touches.
And to me, nor is his size. From the 6'6", Smith is a little small to be running under center between the tackles. You want to know what size Breshad Smith is? He's 5'10", 196. Other running backs who are the same size as him, James Cook is 5'11", 190. He's actually smaller than Breshad Smith is. Devon Achane, everybody wanted Devon Achane. He is 5'9", 190. Breshad Smith is the same size as those players who are second and fourth in rushing yards this season. So you can't tell me that size is the reason why. You can't give me that reason either. Otherwise, Devon Achane would have been a waste of a player to trade for because Andy wouldn't be using him either. It doesn't make any sense at all. And I don't know if it's the rookie thing or what it is, but it doesn't make any sense, actually. And maybe they just like using him as a gadget guy. But if the gadget guy is getting you more touches in a variety of different ways, then use him more than what you're doing currently because the other guys aren't doing that.
And if there's a time to do it.
I don't get it.
If there's a time to do it, it's right now. With Kareem Hunt fresh off of 30 carries, Isaiah Pacheco still banged up with the injury, although Andy told us earlier, you know, at the presser that he is going to practice. He is practicing today. Uh-huh. The only two guys not are Noah Gray and Trey Smith. I don't know. I keep waiting on it, and
it's almost unbelievable.
If Breshad Smith's not getting touches, I cannot see a world where Damian Pierce is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.